Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The DAG. LA. West Coast. All day. Tired of the bullshit. The bitches. Fake shit. The haters. All of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump, yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunts. My car don't stunt, I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, tryna make you sweat. Do the things you have, tryna make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better, better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better, better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have done, I make that
get. He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better, better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. She's there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. But if you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that
get. He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better, better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do good, I do it better,
better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that it makes it.
He get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better, better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, sooty smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, while I'm grabbing your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that
good. He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet.
What'd you do to Butters this time?
It was genius. I waited until he was totally asleep, right? And then I got my camera, and I pulled down his pants, and then I took a picture of his wiener in my mouth.
Dude.
I know. Check it out. Look. I got his whole wiener in my mouth, see? Oh, man, I got him good.
Dude, how is putting Butters' wiener in your mouth getting him?
Because that makes Butters gay now.
No, dude, that makes you gay.
What?
You put a guy's wiener in your mouth, that makes you gay, stupid.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, huh?
Kenny, that doesn't make me gay, huh? But I'm not gay, you guys. You are now. No, it was a stupid mistake.
Doesn't matter. gay now. No, it was just for a second. What can I do? How can I reverse this? You can't. No, wait. I know how you can reverse it, Cartman. How? The only way you can cancel it out is to get Butters to put your wiener in his mouth.
Really?
Yeah. Then it cancels out the gay polarity. I got a fat Butters. Idiot.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bang Out Radio, with the dagger and Queen V. This be a girl, me is so real. And you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play that song.
Yeah, Dagger play that song.
And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Tune in live. Or if you listen to this at your own convenience, this is officially West Coast Wednesday Hump Night. Dagger, and that's, of course, Queen back there talking to people. How you doing, Queen?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm nice. I got a lot to, you know, get off my chest tonight, but you know, that's nothing new. I mean, we haven't been here for a little while, so you know, I've been backed up a little bit. But
No, I feel it. I have to apologize to everybody right now. I've already been drinking and I am currently walking around at the mall, but it's closing, so you know.
You're walking around at the mall drinking, that's what you're doing right now.
Yeah, drinking. You know that's my shit.
Interesting, I guess. Well, yeah, I was drinking too, smoking this weed. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a really interesting night. Like, you got a new beauty of the week supposed to check in. But let's just handle business first, I guess. All right. So that's the boss lady, Topaz and Shakers. Again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. So thank you for creating things and getting loud enough to keep things moving and keep things pushing for not only me, my co-host, but also all independent artists. And independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending the music, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. But I know they can send it.
You can send it to queenbvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenbvee1991@gmail.com.
All right. And, of course, last but not least, anybody can talk about it. They spread word about the show. Talk about it. The show gets to support me, calls, independent artists, anybody that respects reality, realness, because, again, this is reality radio. You never know what you may hear. You never know what may happen, but... you're going to be here. All right, and that's just what it is. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. What else? We just going to get into the music. I got good news and I got bad news. Let's see. Which one you want first, Queen? Good news or bad?
Let's do bad news first.
Bad news is we are still not 100% on the music. You know, again, I got over 1,000 damn songs. So it's a lot of songs to sit there and load up three at a time when I barely got time to do other things. You know what I mean? So that's the bad news. Good news is I was able to, you know, pick some of my personal favorites. You know, that's no disrespect. Again, if you don't hear your song tonight or hear your song played, I'm not saying that wasn't able to. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be bad, but I was able to, like, oh, I want that real quick, bam, you know, some things just popped out. So we do have some hitters going for tonight, though, too, so it's still going to be good.
Okay, that's not popping. You can do that.
All right, for sure. So, again, we'll get some music real quick. We'll be right back, chopping up a little bit before my BDL rechecks in this week. And we'll have the phone lines in just a second. Be right back. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights. Good to be back. Hope you smoking, hope you drinking, hope you doing a whole lot of things tonight, and we're going to try to get you there. Let's go.
Up late night, bottle smoke up a zone. A bitch is a dog, talk to a revolver. like she bout to go run. Cute face, big poppin', yeah, I wanna talk next. Said I do cop it, so sick sloppin'. Call me pop it, I beat it like Rodney. Believe in profit, haters can't stop me. Big face label, put money on the table. To pay for the internet, the phone, and the cable. Coke bottle gray, eyeball hazel. I put it in the hole, we gon' fill it in the
I said I got the girls callin', I got the girls ballin'. When I push the team, I said I got the girls calling, I got the girls balling. When I push the team,
I'm with my friends, you with your friends, we can link up on weekends.
I said I got the girls calling, I got the girls balling. When I push the team,
the name is Red Boy, you ain't gotta act. I like my gal them, with a lot of ass and a little class. That's too much to ask. I put in work, do my dirt, then hit the grass. Smoke it all up, that's that bomb bomb. She's the only cheerleader I know, smoke pom-pom. That thong, that thong, thong like Cisco. She let them back shots from my pistol. Blow your whistle, call the referee. Flag on the play, up in the QB. Ooh-wee, she got that wet, wet. I go hard, she like, daddy don't come yet. So I soldier slimming,
slow motion.
She got that Novocaine, Frank Ocean. Yeah, you're smoking, hot like lava. Big face records, we eat out of
car. I said I got the girls calling, I got the girls balling. When I push the team, I said I got the girls calling, I got the girls balling. When I push the team,
I'm with my friends, you with your friends, make a link up on weekends.
I said I got the girls calling, I got the girls balling. When I push the team,
when I push it in, yeah, I got your girl ballin'. Now she call me poppin', blowin' into toppin'. Got your bitch poppin' like East Rockin' from Compton. Yeah, I'm from the lake, and my dad from Belize, and my mom from Belize. Yeah, I got that fire, she can float like seafoam. Yeah, we go, wet like Nemo, flash like a speedboat. Speak the pussy with a brick, bitch like Debo. I don't say hoes, girl, I look like a hero. Go to the game, baby, yeah, below zero. Got some girls callin', got some girls ballin'.
Get wet, 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 wet.
Have a real hard luxury.
I make a bitch
need that pipe now. Two shots, four loco, and the blood perk. I'm on a mission on my job with a ratchet work. I'm pulling tools on my shed. The bitch slow down, but good brain, good head. It's fuck real good, back it up real good. Back it up, that pussy like a real bitch. Shit, I can't change if I wanna shine. Stay a whole dollar, whole dollar. Back gone, plus my fist still sour, still sour. Got a wet, wet, swear I got a wet, got a wet. Beating hard and she ran out of breath.
She out of breath.
Got a wet,
got a wet.
Swear I got a wet,
got a wet.
This song talking about she
I make a bitch get
wet.
Disrespectful
to you, and I'm not able to do that. Now, please continue.
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights on Bangar Radio, with the Dagger and Queen B, slowing it down a little for the ladies. Talking about adult matters and topics so we can see how freaky some of y'all really are. So put the kids to bed, pour a drink, roll up, and bang out with us from 9 p.m. to 11, every Hump Night.
Excuse me. Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, Dagger Queen. Still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, remember, y'all, if y'all want to call in, if you're out there listening live, 661-621-7559 is always still in the queue, or press 1 to highlight us, all right? And shout out to 469-5189. You got Dagger and Queen, what it do?
Yeah, long time, my nigga, Levi Kev in the building, man. How's he feeling?
Oh, man, dog, I'm wonderful. Well, I gotta apologize off top, man. Like I said, I was trying to play some music and everything. I was trying to scrounge. I didn't get to no Levi Cash stuff, so I ain't got nothing to bless people with. So I'm gonna apologize off top. But at the same time, for those that don't, you know, who don't find out, like I said, since you back there, let them know where you at, where they can find you, man, what they need to be looking out for, coming out real soon. Like I said, let them know what's up.
Man, The Gift and the Curse. It is out now on iTunes, Amazon, Napster, eMusic, everywhere that sells music. The Gift and the Curse is out. It will be officially hitting Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, Target, February 1st. So we're redropping it, just the physical part of it. Right now I'm lining up with Dougie D, who is the cousin of Zero, and Trey. Signed to a Grand Hustle. I'm linking up with Miss Bossy out of Alaska for the Good Love, the official full version of Good Love.
Awesome.
Got the remix to Worth It coming soon. I got a new one with a cat from the hometown by the name of Mister. The track is called Forbidden, so that's a slow joint right there. I'm bringing back the slow Levi.
Oh, man, like I said, man, this boy right here, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all hear this out there, whoever out there listen, this is what work is supposed to be like, man. This is exactly how it's supposed to be right here. Like, we got this, make sure you got to go download this, you're going to be over here for this. My nigga, like, it's good to know that everybody's still working since niggas ain't been here. Like, it's good to hear. I'm still waiting for my next 16. You know what I mean? I'm still waiting for it. Whenever you're ready, you know what I mean? I got that. Or whatever. So.
Yeah. The label told me to hold off on starting recording on the next album because right now they in the process of putting together the official The Gift and the Curse tour. So.
Okay. So. Finally gonna bring y'all ass out here to Cali, huh? We're gonna make it happen officially. Like,
yeah. Right now, you know, I'm on tour. You know what I'm saying? I'm on tour right now. You know what I'm saying? Well, I actually start tour March 1st for the March Madness tour. I'm just gonna be on tour for that. Wherever, I don't even know where I'll be going, but they asked me to be part of that. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll be part of that. Then I got somebody else that hit me up on my Facebook page. Invited me to be part of their tour. I'm like, look, as long as the money right, then I do the tour.
We're going to make it happen. Like, yeah, got to make it happen that way. So, shit, nigga, like I said, if any of the tours fall on the show and you ain't on stage, man, like I said, you got to hit us up, like, from the tour. Like, nigga, I'm here. Like, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, try to get people out there, man. For whatever. You always know. You never know what's listening up.
Yeah, man. What's up? And make sure y'all stay tuned. I'm going to be releasing a YouTube version of the Gift and the Curse documentary.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm going to start. Yeah, I start shooting that March 21st is when we start shooting. It's going to be like maybe about 10 chapters. So I'm going to release the first chapter. You know, then we.
He said, "My nigga doing chapters." All right, try to get your R. Kelly on real quick. That nigga the one that did chapters and shit. Like, all right, nigga.
Yeah, man.
It's cool, nigga. I'll be on it. Otherwise, we're going to make it happen. So,
for sure, man. All right, Levi. Well, I know you're a big man. Are you posting up or you just stopping through real quick?
Yeah, man. Ah,
man. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, stopping through. I got a conference call in 20 minutes. So with Japan.
Sure, man. Well, like I said, out of your business, as always, thank you for stopping by and then make sure I get that new shit when it drops, man. You know I love doing the world premieres. Like, I love it.
I got some other cats for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, send them all over here, man. Whenever they're ready, you already know what's up. So, I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah, man.
All right, boss. And then, Queen, what the hell are you over there doing?
I told you I was shopping.
You didn't say you were shopping. You said you was at the mall, walking through the mall, drinking. You didn't say nothing about shopping.
I was drinking, and I'm shopping. I'm sorry.
See, you got to add on to the story and everything. So what you been doing since we've been gone? What's been going?
I haven't really been up to anything. I've been trying to live life and do the right thing and been working.
How's that been working out for you?
And, you know, I mean, working is working. I mean, I got to make my bread one way or another. So,
no, we got that part. But I mean, the doing the right thing and then, you know, because, you know, everybody has to be like, that's what I've been working out for you.
You know, I mean, I have my little bumps in the road here and there, but, I mean, you know, I still get shit done.
Okay, well, see, I got a lot to get this shit. See, I'm already on the phone with my words, but I got a lot of shit to get.
What you been drinking?
All right, am I drinking? And Andre Spumante Sparkling Wine mixed with, hold on, let me pick up this other bottle, Tito's Handmade Vodka, crafted in an old-fashioned pot still by America's original micro distillery. It's from Austin, Texas. I got to see it work. It's an award-winning. I don't know what this really means. Honestly, I don't. But it says it's award-winning because it's been distilled 6 times. Now, I know when you distill shit, you know, that's how you make liquor. So I'm assuming if you distill something like 6 times, and they really like this shit right here, nigga. Like, and it's from Austin, Texas. I'm just reading the label, like, word for word. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol volume, and on the back, 80% proof, 750 milliliters, whatever that means.
Okay.
And there's a big ass paragraph on the back. But I'm not going to read all that.
My Hennessy
test
at Walmart right now, and it's out for $17.99. The Crown
Label.
No, but see.
I need to take a picture of this bottle and send it to you so you can load it up on the Instagram and everything like that. Because, like I said, it's not one of those bottles, though, that you don't, like I said, you don't see it. Like I said, I got this at work. How did I get it at work? Because, like, you know, I work at the airport right now. You know you can't take liquid on the plane. Since you can't take liquids on the plane, the motherfucker was like, nigga, do you want this? He didn't say nigga, because it would have been a problem. But he was like, you want this? And he gave me this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of bottle is this? I took it, though, because it was alcohol. But
exactly,
this shit,
right.
But this shit right here, nigga, like I'll send you a picture so you can post it up and look at this shit. Like, what the fuck is this shit? But it's Tito's. Award-winning handmade vodka. They made sure to put it on this. That's what I'm drinking on. But again,
okay.
I got a problem.
Award-winning vodka. It's about to go on Instagram in just a second. It's gonna go on Instagram.
And it's not even nothing. Like I said, you ain't even gonna find this in California. I don't think. That's what I'm talking about. Like I said, this is some other shit. It's at least from Texas. You don't get this in Cali. This is some Texas shit. So. I got that, but anyway. But I am going to talk about the female species. Like I said, y'all know if I'm back. I've come to a realization. But no, it's cool. I've come to a realization. I'm really calm about it. I'm just going to explain a few things, but that's what we're going to get to. I'm going to try to, like I said, we're going to go to break, play a couple of more tracks. I'm going to slow it down. I had to get them booty tracks out my system real quick, so we're going to slow it down, ease it up a little bit, you know. And like I said, when we come back, if my BD of the weekend called in, I got some shit I got to get off my chest. But it's just a realization. I had, like, what I like to call an epiphany. You know, an epiphany when you just realize some shit. That's what I realized, so that's where I'm at. So I want to make sure I share that. So we'll be right back. And like I said, West Coast Wednesday, something nice, Dagger Queen. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, you can chill in the queue. Any person want to holler at us. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Na, 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 you know, sometimes in relationships, you go through your ups and downs, na, 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 your highs na, and lows. Na, 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 well, this is my story. Just want you to take some time out and listen.
Passionate words never spoken. And wounds have been reopened. Space that fills with things unsaid. Across my left on the right of the bed. Wishing that we could go back in time. When the things on your mind were alive.
I'm gonna put it on.
popping the way you're making me feel. It's out of control and I just can't stop it. All those sexy things, your fantasies, I love just while you watching you in front of me. It's all I see, and sexy you the topic. Think about this for some time, all alone just you and I. Mama's got some things to show you, boy I'm about to blow your mind. Never felt like this before, got you screaming give me more. You in front of me, it's all I see, and I can't take no more. Don't say that I ain't want you. All that you want, all you need, everything that you desire. Boy, I'm guaranteed to fulfill your dreams. Let's set this place on fire. Waiting on this for some time to show you how I feel inside. Boy, I got a lot to show you. Lay down and enjoy the ride. Never felt like this before. Feeling like you want some more. Me on top of you, starting on the bed.
Lo siento, ya no quiero. And so that's the situation. All the boys are out there somewhere with a pornographic videotape.
Oh, God, this is horrible.
All right, calm down. Now, just how bad of a porno tape are we talking here? I mean, was it like Crotch Caper 3?
I'm afraid it was Backdoor Sluts 9. Backdoor Sluts 9?
Is that bad?
Backdoor Sluts 9 makes Crotch Caper 3 look like Naughty Nurses 2.
It is the single most vile, twisted, dark piece of porn ever made.
How the hell do you know?
I read about it in People.
Oh, this is just great. How could you two be so careless? We're sorry.
Well, Sheila, we can't shelter our boys forever from these things. Maybe it's okay for them to see an adult film.
Not without their parents to put it in a proper context. They won't understand what they're seeing.
It can't hurt them that much, can it?
Precious. Let me see my precious. Please.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we're back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I saw you. I saw the call drop, and I said I'd come back. That's good. So I was making sure. You sure you good? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I accidentally hit the wrong button as I was walking, so...
But all right, y'all. Again, West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, to the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. Now, Queen, I'm sorry. I know you're under the influence. I'm under the influence as well. But, again, you know how I get sometimes. So, Once I get on my roll, wait. First of all, it's too loud where I'm standing.
You always say that it's not loud where I'm standing. Stop being. All right.
I'm just saying, if I can hear your whole background, then it's loud. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that better?
Because I know you're shopping and all and everything. I'm not trying to disturb your shopping, but we are doing a show.
I understand. Is that better?
A little bit, but we'll make it work. Now, and don't mind me, this is probably just the drink talking, all right? Now, all right. First of all, I want to go on record saying I love women. I love everything about y'all.
You don't
y'all,
have
you
to
know.
Continue to go on record about this, Dagger.
I know.
We
I
understand
sure,
that.
I want to make sure that I'm on record, because well, I mean, when I start talking... Think I be having no respect for women and I don't like women and this that or whatever when I get in my mold. So this is my disclaimer. All right. Now once again, I love women. I love everything about y'all. I love when y'all handle yourselves right. When y'all get educated. Go look right. Handle your business. You're about something. You got going for yourself. I mean, if you got kids, you handle your kids. You do what you got to do. I love that about y'all. Now that I done said that, I swear to God, I be wanting to clothesline the shit out of bitches sometimes. Okay. Again, you got to excuse me. I'm a little under the influence, but.
Okay.
I just come to the realization, Queen, and you know when I get like this at all times, just feel free to stop me and say, nigga, you're full of shit.
You already know.
But. I have to thank my little niece, my little 2-year-old niece, because she made this epiphany work out for me, because I've been hanging out with her a lot lately, and she's made me discover a lot of things about women just in nature and just natural type shit. This is where I'm going with this. I'm not trying to be mean, but I just, like I said, I realized a few things, at least about women in general. And like I said, I have to thank my baby niece, who's 2 years old, who helped me realize certain things. But... While I'm saying that, I would also say this real, and people need to realize that she is 2 years old. So the fact that I'm comparing her to some of these grown women out here doing shit and everything like that to a 2-year-old, that's just saying something about these grown women. This is the bottom line point that I'm saying. But again, this is a few points. All right, because basically what she helped me discover is the fact that. I will never understand women. Y'all just don't make sense. Period. At all. It's just, the best you can do is to break even. That's the best you can do. So what I call is like being on parallel. You want to at least be on par with whoever you're dealing with whoever you're associating with and everything like that. You want to be on par. You want to be on equal stance. You know what I mean? But besides that, fellas, or I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'm going to speak for myself. Niggas don't win. You're not going to win. Because there's also a difference between real women and people that are playing the game. You know what I mean? If you're playing games, if you're out there lying, doing this, that, whoop, or whatever, then it's just all about who plays the game better. You know, that's – and if your game is better than that person's game, then whoever wins and loses, and that's how that goes. That's what people are doing now. But when you're dealing with real women, there are no games. You know, there's that's not part of it. You know, that's a whole different story. So you're dealing with shit. When you're dealing with a real woman and who's not playing no games – then you got to be on your P's and Q's about it. Then it's just about, like, is this the person that I want to deal with? Is this the person that I want to associate with? And it's nothing, you know, there's nothing going around, no back talk, you know, things like that. So I just want people to understand that this is the type of shit that I'm on right now. Now, as I was saying, how my niece helped me realize certain things. Like, number one, like, there are times, When I walk in the house or when my niece is out, like let's say she's out at my mom's house or whatever, when she sees me, she'll be like all excited, like, oh my God, like she misses me, right? To run up to me, hug, kiss me, you know, make a nigga feel good type shit, everything like that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you know, females don't do that. Girl women don't do that. You know, it'd be nice for a nigga to be able to walk in the house when his girl just automatically, if she is home, maybe she's at work. If she's at work, then it's okay. She get a pass because you're out there making that money. But if you're at the house all day and you ain't been doing shit really, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know, or when I hit the door, you know, act like you missed a nigga. Like, you know, like how can a 2-year-old do this? And you know, it's just simple shit.
But okay, wait, I have to stop you right there because okay. I've been in situations where I'm just like, where I've been the one that's excited to see my nigga, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, like, hi, how you doing? Like, I missed you. How was work? You good? You want to eat? You hungry? Like, you want some juice? You all right? You all right? I know you just walked in the door, but you good? Okay. Like, where niggas was like, no, bitch, I need you to back. Nah.
No, but I mean, okay, well, if niggas do that, then they stupid. This is what I mean. Like I said, that's somebody that's on some other shit. You know what I mean? Because that's the type of shit that you should want, in a sense. And that's what I'm saying. But at the same time, like how you're saying, you're the type of, like I said, you know how you clean. You ain't like the rest of these bitches. But, again, these bitches be out here on some other shit. Like, and it's sad that it's now, but let's take it the other way, right? Now, again, this is what I mean. There's just certain shit that's instilled in women. This is shit, this is one thing that I know that's just in women from birth, that is just nothing that y'all can't even do nothing about. And what it is, well, hold on real quick. Damn it, what the fuck? Now, what it is, damn, what can you give me favorite time? Now, what that is that it's still women that women like to tell people what to do. Period.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Period. You know,
hell
kids,
yeah.
Men, other girls, bitches, whatever, doesn't.
Because
it's
if
just,
we don't tell
just,
you what to do, shit won't get done. So if
it's
we don't
just
tell you
in
what
y'all
to do,
nature
it won't
to say. Now, but it took. See, this is something that I knew before to really sink in. It took my, like I said, it took my baby niece to really make me like, you know what, because she's two. Like I said, at 2 years old, you know, she knows simple words. You know, hey, how you doing? You know, all the dishes. But you know how when babies talk, they have their own language and shit, so they, like, they be rambling, but you have no idea what they're saying. But what she does, but when she gets frustrated or when she really just wants what she wants, she'll just point and be like, And I know grown women that do the same thing. You know what I mean? This point. This is the difference. Now, she's two. So the communication is it has to be simple. Bitch, you grown. You can talk. Tell me what the fuck you want. I'm not a mind reader. Don't assume. This is a girl. Like, don't assume that I know shit. The girls always do that shit. Like, you should know. and this, that, or whatever. Like, no, assume that I don't.
Just,
it's very simple.
But sometimes if I
tell
you the truth, if I tell you
tell
what I want and you still don't do it, and you still don't do it, then it's kind of like, okay, now I got to resort to when I was 2 years old and I can't speak and now I'm pointing
well,
it out
okay,
to you.
Well,
like,
then, well, then you
boom.
Have, well, see,
hmm,
you have
yeah,
the...
This is it right there. Boom.
Well, then you can do that. If you do,
but,
if you say
like,
something
but,
and then
I mean,
it doesn't...
I know men who are like that, where I open up and I tell you exactly what I want to do and you don't do it. And then it's like, okay, all right, now I'm still trying to give you the little bit of leeway, like, okay, I'm trying to tell you so you don't end up in some fucked up situation.
No, but if that's
like, all right.
If nigga want to be dumb, then that's just dumb niggas people be dealing with. Like I said, this goes both ways. I know we're talking about females and you, and when you come back, you talking about dumb niggas because that's what dumb niggas do. But what I'm saying, but there are all these people out there, there are these women out here that'll be like, you know, act like a nigga's a mind reader and shit. And niggas is not mind readers. We're not. Me personally, I would rather you tell me exactly what you want. Christmas come around, woo woo, this, that, Valentine's Day, whatever. Anything I'm supposed to remember and get you something for that will get me, keep me out of trouble or whatever, just tell me what you want. And then I tell you if I can get it or not. Or maybe I can put it on layaway. Or maybe after a couple of payments, I can get, you know what I mean? Or maybe we can work out something. But I mean, tell me what the fuck you want. So at least it gives you the opportunity to be like, you know what? I can't do that. Because, like I said, other niggas would be on some other shit. But me personally, Mike, just tell me. Simple. Like my niece, that's what I'm saying, very simple. We get down to basics. I tell her all the time, like, yo, what do you want? Even if it gets down to basics where she just got a point or whatever, then that's fine. We do that. But, again, she's two. You know what I mean? It's you're going to hear that throughout this whole little conversation. But she's fucking 2 years old. So, I mean, she gets away with shit. Another thing she gets away with. Another thing she gets away with, when she throws a tantrum. This is another thing that I don't like about females, period. Again, this is something that's just in your nature. Because, again, when you don't get what you want, it's usually an issue and a very serious problem. Now, women handle these things in different ways. Now, my niece, and even it's just my family, and the women in my family have serious issues when it comes to not getting what they want. And I'm talking about my baby niece who throws absolute tantrums where she really want to act the ass. And I can even talk about my older niece who has her own kid already, and she will cuss a motherfucker out in a second over the dumbest shit. It's just in the, you know, it's just in a girl's nature to get what they want, and then when you don't get what you want, then it's a problem. Now, again,
but I mean, that's also from them who when men like give them whatever they want and they don't get it, it's just like, oh, no, now you're getting fucked up. Because now, you didn't give me what I said you were going to finish. Like,
you know, like, you got to
start how you want to finish
the situation.
Like that. Like,
no,
you can't
give
me what I want and then
turn on. But what I'm trying to say, because, but see, but here's the difference. Like, When she wanna start showing out and acting out like that, you know, my niece, again, she's two. Stop that shit, pop her, you know what I mean, do that or whatever. See, this is why girls get beat up. This is why, this is depending on
if
you don't know. I'm not condoning it. Look, see, I knew I was gonna sound like an asshole again. I'm not condoning it at all. I'm just simply saying is it, cause look, when she does it, I pop her. Like, who the fuck are you yelling at? Like, girl, what the, I don't give a damn if you two. You know what I mean? I try to break that shit real quick. You know what I mean? It's in her nature, but it's like, you're not about to yell at me, like, because you're not getting what you want. It don't work like that. You know, I'm trying to learn her early. But when it comes to grown women who don't get it and everything like that, don't get what they want, it's some motherfuckers in the big jail, because this is beyond that, oh, I love my nigga type shit. Well, how the fuck did the fork get in this thing? You know what I mean? Why is the nigga bleeding on the ground? Because you didn't get what you wanted, and you threw a temper tantrum. He popped you like a little kid. You know what I mean? It may have been a sock in the eye or something or whatever, anything like that, but he did that, and it just escalated. So I'm just saying. See, I'm just showing comparisons. But this is what I mean. It just don't make sense. anybody that has gone through that, it don't make no sense to me. But this is, but again, it's in a female's nature. It's in a female's nature to get what she wants, and then when she don't, to throw a tantrum, or she goes the other way.
That's not.
Like the craziest shit. Like, look, okay, back to the affection kick, right? Like, I walk in on my knee, she's in there chilling or whatever. Give it, and I baby up when I get to my knees. I don't know why she just makes me do that, you know what I mean? But then I get mad when I baby up with my knees, and then she act like she don't want no attention from me because she do that sometimes. I be like, and she'll like, but she'll still smile. To be smiling and be all happy and everything like that, but then act like she don't want to give me no kiss. Oh, you don't want to give me no smooches? And try to turn her head or something like that, but all giggles. Like, you fucking with me. You know what I mean? Now, again, that's cute because she's 2 years old. Grown women, when a man's actually trying to give you attention, don't act like you don't want it. Because if a nigga's not giving you no attention, then you're going to be mad as fuck. Because a girl acts like, you know, but again, why act like you don't want it when it's something that you actually want? So when a nigga actually ready to give it to you, like, nigga, get off me type shit and all this type of shit.
Because sometimes when I wanted you to give it to me, you wasn't giving it to me. I don't want your attention now. Now I don't want your attention because when I wanted your attention, you wasn't trying to give it to me. So now that you want to be affectionate with me, no, I'm straight.
So then what the fuck? So this is exactly why I said it from the beginning of this whole conversation. See, this shit, y'all shit just don't make sense. I've given up on trying
to make. How does that not make sense? Like when I want you to be affectionate with me and you don't be trying to be affectionate with me, no, that doesn't make sense. So now that you have the time and now that you want to do that, no, fuck that.
If I give it to somebody that want it, then it's an issue too, though, right? Because I'm trying to give somebody my attention.
If you my nigga, then why the hell you out here giving the next bitch my affection?
I'm trying to give it to you and you turn your back on me.
Because when I wanted it, she wasn't trying to give it to me. What the hell?
You see the loop? This is why I just given up on females. This is exactly why. And then again, exactly with my niece. Let's go back to my niece. Two-year-old girl, right? Say, I don't win either way. But again, she can get away with it. Why? Because she's 2 years old. She can get away with this type of shit. So it's okay. But again, these girl bitches be on some other shit. Like, look, she loves my fucking phone. She loves my phone. She's loved it since she was fucking teething and was trying to bite on everything and kept trying to grab my phone to eat. So, but now, and again, back to the manipulation thing, right? Like, I'll be playing a game on my phone, minding my business. She'll walk by, see my phone, see me on my phone, know that I'm playing a game just by how I'm holding the phone, I guess, or whatever. Now she want to give me all kind of attention. Now she crawl all in my lap. She try to, like, you know what I mean, get all, like, and then when I try to, like, nah, get away.
Now you got what I want.
I'll be like, nah, get away from me. You didn't want to give me no smooches earlier. Get off me. You know what I mean? Nah. But she'll persist. She will literally climb up, like, nigga, no, you will not deny me. My nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, my nigga, I'm getting in your lap. And then I'm like, okay, eventually I'll be like, okay, I give in. Okay, you can sit in my lap, but don't touch my phone. You can watch me play the game, but you're going to not play the game. I'm playing the game, all right? She's like, okay, yeah. So she sit there for like a cool minute. Then her hands slowly get on top of my hands while I'm trying to play the game. Now she's trying to press buttons and shit. Now she's trying to take the phone out my hand while I'm playing the game. Then she want to press the button and cut it off and try to play and open up one of my other apps and shit. Now she's exploring all in my phone. And then I try to get my phone back, and she says, no, mine. How the fuck did this just happen?
Because, again, you know, you know what? I love you because you're my baby.
But grown bitches, I can't, oh, man, this is a whole different story. You can't get away with this type of shit. You know how many times girls be like, "This is you have some shit, niggas." Like, clothes. Let it be something that's yours, my nigga. Like, then, like, she be like, "No, this is mine," and all of a sudden it's just hers, and you're like, "What the fuck happened? Like, where the fuck did this shit come? How did this happen?" And then it's just, and then the nigga just supposed to be like, "Okay." Like, and you just chuckled. Like, am I hitting it on the head? Like, how did my shit automatically just become your shit, and I just didn't, what just happened? Like, and I didn't know nothing about it. You know how much articles of clothing have been taken from me? Girls have got me for, like, hats, underwear, because they want to wear those pajamas and shit, jerseys. Like, I don't just lost shit. And just, how do girls just claim shit like this is mine? How does that happen?
Because when that's your man, hell yeah, that's mine. Hell yeah, I want to sleep in your jerseys. Hell yeah, I want to sleep in your boxers. Fuck yeah, I want you to spray your cologne on my fucking pillows. Hell yeah, I want all of that shit. I want it all.
But again,
I want
but
it
again,
all.
Like I said, it's in your nature. Because again, she's two. She's two. And she's already doing this shit.
Yeah.
I swear to God. And it is, but the other part is cute because, again, she does shit also. Like, I've even posted a picture of her. Like, she'll take my, like, if I leave my shit lying out, like my sunglasses, my hat, my chain or whatever, anything like that, she'll sit there and throw it all on, like, and be like, "Look at me, I look like you." Like, you know what I mean? And just think that, like, what are you, like, get the fuck out of here, you little girl. Like, no, you scare me because you give me a vision of what it would be like to have kids, and I'm going to try to deal with that. Because, again, this shit is fucking crazy. And it, but again, like I've been saying this all the time, it's in your house. Nature. Because, again, she showed me everything. At 2 years old, she showed me exactly. She shows me I'm not going to win. I'm never going to win. Anything she wants, she's going to work for it. She's going to make sure it happens. But, again, she works for it a different way. But what I don't like about her, what I'm trying to break, and which is just, I think, a problem with all women is everything, is that y'all think y'all owed something. Somebody always owe you something. Like, I don't know what it is. It's different for everybody. But I think women tend to think that somebody owes them something. I just whoever it may be, whoever that that is or whatever, I mean, it could be a family member. It could be baby daddies. It could be, you know, whoever. Whatever it is, somebody owes
you
something.
Say.
Like, so,
no, that's
not. And that type of mentality, I don't know. I don't like that type of mentality, personally. That's just me. It just doesn't work for me, but I guess it works for y'all. I'm sorry, I keep saying y'all, but I'm just saying in general, like I said, but.
I know. If it don't apply to me, I don't fucking.
But again, I love my niece. It just works on manipulation. Like, how, again, chase my phone. And then it amazes me. And then again, smart. Y'all are smart. I'll give it to y'all. There are a lot of dumb bitches in the world. Don't get it twisted. There's a lot of dumb bitches. But a woman that's on point with her shit is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. You know, like my fucking niece. Again, I don't know how she did. There have been women that have always been trying to crack the code to my phone, to get in my phone, to open it up and blase, do this, that, or whatever and everything. And always been like, "What's the code to your phone?" My niece, I don't know when she saw me either putting the code,
bitches flat out ask you
something.
Shit like that?
What do you
my
mean?
My bitches flat out ask you, what's the code to your phone? I need that.
I mean, I haven't technically been asked, but I've been in situations where you caught. I mean, girl, because y'all be thinking y'all slick. And it is crazy sometimes. Because, again, I know, I tend to know the people I'm dealing with. So I'm trying to plot on them sometimes and try to set up them. Like, again, when you play in the game with certain people and it's a game, it's about who plays the game the best. And no true person, if they know that you're full of shit, is going to let you know that they know that you're full of shit. They're just going to let you be full of shit and just play, it out.
I don't
so.
Know. No, I don't think a bitch be like, "I'm going to go get breakfast. What's the ATM? Give me the money. What's the ATM code to your bank card?" And then you just got to go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, bitches is crafty, especially bitches that have been, let's say, scorned. Let's use that word. When a bitch is scoring, you know, a bitch you get in a bitch's bank account, a nigga's bank account, hunt down family, break windows, do all kind of shit. Check that. You know, we can talk about crazy motherfuckers all day. We may talk about them when we come back. But But it's just about just doing, you just got to do the, I'm sorry, I'm drinking. What was I talking about? I'm sorry. Let me sip this. Maybe it'll come back to me. Yeah, manipulation. Manipulation. When it's really dangerous. It's really dangerous. A woman, a woman that's on point with her shit and is smart and is using her smarts for evil, is bad. Is because y'all take shit to a level that niggas don't even dream about sometimes. Like, it ain't that serious. It's not. But it be that serious. All right. But again, I just leave it alone. I just try to leave it alone. I try to walk away. And also, another thing before we go to break, another thing my niece does, when she's tired of shit, she starts flipping out even more. She starts doing dumb shit. You know what I mean? Like, really stupid shit. Like, really, like, you're tired, take your ass to sleep. Then she takes her ass to sleep.
Yeah,
she
I don't like
up,
that.
She, feel, she wakes up,
yeah.
She feels better. Now, grown-ass women, if you're tired of something, whatever it is, you're tired of a nigga, you're tired of a family, you're tired of whatever you're tired of, leave that shit alone, you know, calm your ass down, sit somewhere, woo-sah, do something or whatever, and then come back. And don't go back to the, I'm not saying go back to the same bullshit. Maybe if it is your job, you may be stuck there or whatever, but you got to find some kind of outlet or whatever. You got to find some way to relax your ass or whatever so you can come back and be cool, because there's nothing worse than a female who's tired of something that don't know how to deal with it. Like I said, like my two-year-old niece, when she's tired and don't know how to deal with the fact that she's tired but she don't want to go to sleep, she start acting a motherfucking ass. And when females are tired of something, whether it be a nigga, a relationship, or whatever, right before all this shit go down, y'all start acting the ass. Let that shit go and take your ass to sleep somewhere. Simple. But it's in y'all nature. It's in our nature
because it's like kind of like a warning shot. You know how bitches like, okay, my fucking gonna stop fucking with me. It's about to go down. It's gonna go down in this motherfucker. Like,
but okay,
so it's kind of like a warning shot. Like, bang bang.
But you want to fight. But just like females, you want to fight though. Don't fight. Like I be telling her, why do you fight in your sleep? Take your ass to sleep. Don't fight nobody. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Walk away.
But sometimes,
go,
as,
okay,
a female,
this,
as a
no,
female sitting on the other end
no,
of that position, fuck yeah.
No,
fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
No.
You might change.
But
you
I mean,
might
as
change.
A female, you're,
no
I
way.
Guess this is what y'all do. Females is crazy.
Yeah.
This is what I mean. This is exactly
you know
why
what?
I said
love.
It.
That's
off
love.
Top. This shit don't make no
we'll
sense. This shit don't make no sense. Again, you love that nigga, but why is the fork in his neck and he's bleeding profusely down the side of his neck and shit?
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
on.
You love him so
hold
much,
on.
Though, right?
Whoa.
But why?
Whoa.
But why is the fork sticking out his neck and why is your eye black? I mean, but you love him so much, though, right? Get the Dagger's double play, y'all. We'll be right back. West Coast was there something nice. Dagger, Queen. Oh, man. I don't know how I feel. I'm going to keep drinking. We'll just keep going. But let's do it like this. All right, we'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. You want to call in 661-621-7559. It's always chilling the queue. Press 1 to holler at us.
Oh, shit. Here we go. The Dagger, bitch. A.K.A. 4DB with me. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realize a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things are always be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters try to come at me, still gonna be the same. Still gonna be the same. Do it like this in 2013.
You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics, and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I've seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the screams. No, it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, since so many shots they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at a booty, niggas rush the door and get you.
That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Puffing up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping.
Every nigga hit it down.
Setting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strife, not just once, happened twice.
Bet it all, lost it all.
Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV.
Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down and brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the dagger, bitch, and ODB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, a.k.a. the way it has to be. People have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for rap. But I'm glad to see that I can sleep. Dagger's gonna let them storm. They ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weed smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot string is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. BoZB.
Dagger. I gotta put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, alright? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
So, it's the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing. But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could've fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do with you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
Whoa. I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, right. I guess there's more you really
what
need
else?
In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you walking. Now I'm thinking in my head, I should
choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm looking douchey, I'm chucking my deuces. Better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. Maybe
all I do is count the sheets. I will no longer weep, you have my heart, don't win it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry, I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down, instead you chose to set me free. Said,
I'll always have your back.
You should've never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist that broken heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you, thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk, told me I ain't worth the thought. I gave you everything I had to give, plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money, it ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a hoe, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believe in every lie she told you, made you chuck the beat this way. Got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda sauce and steal the fire. Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul, and now you wanna let me go. So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice, third time, that's forever. I never wanted this, enough's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit, but still, you talking, throwing, breaking shit, you stupid.
Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out your name. You nothing like them other bitches, why you wanna act
why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry Springer.
Even fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too, whatever. Deuces, two middle fingers.
Yeah.
There you have it. I'm the motherfucking Dagger.
Yo,
serious, man, I didn't want to move on, but fuck it, I got no choice yet. It's not in my hands anymore. I did everything I fucking could, you know what I mean? But what can a nigga do? But keep it pushing. Keep moving forward. And stop crying about that shit, right? So fuck it, that's what I'm gonna do. This shit still hurts like a motherfucker. But fuck it. Deuces.
All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right, all right.
Nothing yet.
Cool, cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who will be having an...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm going to...
Oh, boy! That means I win! I get to eat...
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell me? Oh, my God, my insides are on fire! No, no, please, no more, no more.
Dad, I'm scared.
Get the phone. Call 911.
Lois, get in here.
Okay. I think it's all gone. I think
I don't want it.
Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
Hold on, y'all. Trying to get things situated. I don't know where my internet went real quick. Wait. That's why we got backup. Hold on. Let's see if this is going to work.
Play the
You're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, on Hangout Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen B, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my
hump on.
Okay, we're back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night. That are you still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Dad, what are you doing now? Your background is
I'm sorry. I'm at the Walmart searching through movies. I'm going to hit the happy hour in a little bit. Get my drink on. Probably hit the sex shop later. yeah.
Sounds like an eventful night. Remember, y'all, if y'all want to call in, 661-621-7559 is always chilling the queue. Press 1 to highlight us. Strap 702-259-2595. You got Dagger and Queen. What to do?
Ooh, this shit, nigga. We're watching this. Don't care how you look.
Hello.
Like
hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh wait.
Hello.
Who's calling from Vegas? We got you. What's up? Hello.
I'm calling from Vegas, Riley.
Wait, hold on, Queen. I'm gonna meet you for 1 second. Real quick. Hold on, because I gotta do this. Who's calling from Vegas? I'm sorry.
Raya B's calling from Vegas.
Ray, oh, you made it.
I'm a little late. I'm a little late.
A little.
I'm real late. My bad.
I mean, like,
mommy duties. I'm so sorry. My apologies, y'all. Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, cool, but you made it in. Kind of caught me off, you know, off the left cuff real quick. Because I was like, oh, man, I guess she just ain't coming. But that's okay. Raya B, this is newest beauty of the week this week, Queen. That's who that is. Okay, we got it situated. Let me hold on.
Okay.
Because you forget.
How you doing tonight?
I'm cool. I'm chilling.
Did you forget? I'll be trying to do my interviews at the beginning of the show before my alcohol and everything kick in, so you didn't call me on the end. So it's like, okay, now my shit is at here.
Oh, I am so sorry. Absolutely. I'm usually not this unprofessional, but my son was...
Not
wired
cool,
today.
Again, Hangout Radio, reality radio, you know, whatever happens, happens. It's cool. And, again, I got to give you much props just on top of you still called in. Most people wouldn't even call in still. So it's like, we're going to make sure
right.
It happens. So,
cool.
So off top, for those that don't know, again, go ahead and let people know a little bit about yourself and everything like that so I can scan this bio real quick so we can get our, I'm going to get my questions out. But, again, you can speak about yourself better than I can. So go ahead and let people know a little bit about yourself real quick.
Well, my name is Raya B. I am a local artist in Las Vegas. I'm trying to branch out and become a worldwide artist. I'm actually getting ready to launch my website and do a new photo shoot to just show people what my brand is. And I'm going to be dropping a mixtape or EP. I'm not sure which one I want to go with yet, but I'm going to be dropping that soon. I've been doing music forever, since I was like 12 years old. I'm 24 now. I started singing at 3. I write, I rap, I sing. I love music. I've been on the Apollo. I sing the national anthem for the Lakers. Did a gig at
I see the list. Like I said, Queen hasn't seen the bio. I gotta really start sending the bios over to you, Queen, ahead of time. I do apologize, but her list of accomplishments right here, you know what I mean, this girl right here is not bullshit. But number one off
Thank
top
you.
Because I'm the biggest Laker fan in the world. The fact that you sung the national anthem for the Lakers at the Staples Center, that's the best thing in your career to me right now to this point. That's just me. You know, no disrespect.
Oh, thank you.
That's just how I feel. You know what I mean? But look at this. Look, the early 2000s was a busy year for you. Look, 2002, High Desert Idol competition, Victorville, opening act of Billy Ray Cyrus, 2002.
Yeah,
Grand
that's
Champion.
Actually where everything started, actually, for me in my music career. I was young. I was like 14, 15 around that time. But that's when I decided to start getting out there. I was in a gospel band called This Side of Heaven for a minute. And me and the saxophone player from that band, we actually branched off. And we used to, you know, go to different places and we would do our own thing. And he played behind me. But When I was younger, I was doing a whole lot. You know, I was trying to get my foot in the door, and I just never stopped. You know, I had some pauses, but I've been going ever since then. So, you know, I'm really excited about things that are getting ready to happen.
It's shit. With this kind of, you know, they always say you got to build a foundation, you know, you fucking move over. With this kind of foundation, you going really far, girl. Like I said, look, let's keep going. America's Most Talented Kids. What else?
Yeah.
Where's the other one? The Apollo. You got to run the law. You went on. You rubbed the law before you went on stage. Did you do the law thing like everybody do?
I rubbed the hell out of that log. I did, but I didn't get the best luck, though. I mean, you know, a lot of females was blowing me, you know, hey, what can I say? I was 16, though. They didn't even know. Like, I wasn't a grown woman going up there, but they didn't show me no love. I sang Loving You by Minnie Riperton. I hit all the notes. I mean, I killed it. And, you know, the chicks just wasn't feeling me. The dudes was cheering for me more. But, I mean, you know, it was a great experience. I love the NY. I'm definitely not discouraged. I want to go back. I actually want to reside there one day. And, yeah, New York is definitely where it's at, so.
Las Vegas Music Awards, first runner-up, Miss Teen Las Vegas. Andre Agassi Grand Slam to Stardom in Las Vegas. God, like I said, with this, yeah, this is crazy right here. This is a resume. This is what we call a resume right here. Like, you know, you can be like, you know what, I does this, and you can back it with this type of shit right here. You know, can't nobody
right.
say nothing to you. That's much respect, right?
And there's stuff I didn't even add to that. I just recently started doing a gig called Nostalgia, like a little bit before. The new year came in. Oh, it used to be over at this spot called Lady Sylvia, and they moved it to the Artifice. And I'm not doing this month. My boy Love It For Sound is actually, but I think I'm going to go ahead and go back on the roster the following, April. I should be back on the roster to perform again there. But then I did that, and I did Wine and Dine Wednesdays at the Artisan here in Las Vegas. In December, I had two 45-minute segments where I went up there and I did some jazz covers and then threw a little bit of my own. So I like to be universal. I started out as a ballad singer and, you know, started doing standards a little bit after. And then I branched off to hip-hop. I was in a group called The Collectibles for a minute. I was the only female. It was like a Fugees kind of feel. And I sang and I rapped that. And, you know, we was really dope. I wish we could have actually, you know, stuck together and really, like, you know, went harder. But, you know, people had their differences and we parted ways. But I've been a solo artist really my whole career thus far. So, you know, I can keep it pushing. I wasn't, you know, going to let it stop my grind. But,
when you solo, you don't got nobody else to worry about. So, I mean, you can just
have
your business.
Right, yeah, so it just makes it easier. But, yeah, I would always stick to more of, like, when I was in groups, I was always the only girl. Like, when I was in the gospel band, it was, like, all guys, and I was the only girl. So, you know, it's just easier, too. Like, if I do choose to be in a group, it would probably would be with all guys. It's just easier that way.
Do you do both? You do modeling and music? Now, which is, if you had to choose one, you would go with the music. It seems like you're more music side than model side.
Oh, yeah, no, I love music. I want to do more modeling. I feel like, you know, when I get further into my music career and I'm able to make real sound decisions and people just run with it, you know, because what I noticed is, you know, people like Rihanna and people like Beyonce, you know, they're real fashion-forward women. And, you know, they touch on the modeling and the different fashion, but they got their foot in the door doing music first. And, you know, once people respected them as an artist first, then they were able to accept them as, you know, fashion icons. So I really admire them for that, and I'm inspired by it. So I feel like if they can do it, then, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Then I can do it. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Queen, any questions? Any questions, Queen, real quick?
Like she didn't basically cover everything. Like I was about to ask about the whole fashion thing and everything. She didn't cover everything. I really don't. I mean, I just understand the fact that you out here doing it. Go ahead, girl. Like, nobody knows.
Thank you. Yeah, and I just recently got a call, well, a text from my homeboy to go into the studio and record at the Palms like last week with No ID and some of Kanye's producers. They needed a singer, and I wasn't able to make it. You know, I'm a mother first. My son was born. I really had to alter a lot of things, but you know, I told him I know it's not the last opportunity, so. I know I'll be able to go out up there again. So, and my son, he's going to do music eventually one day, too. I named him
after. Keep it in the family. Well, speaking of music, we definitely got two of your tracks right here. I got Lessons and Mixed Up. So I want to let the Lessons go first. Why don't you go ahead and bring this in for people? What is this, you know, where did this song come from, maybe originated from, what's it about, and what they can expect from this?
Oh, yes. Lessons is one of my dopest tracks. I actually woke up like at 3 or 4 in the morning and hopped on my boy Avery's beat and just went in. Like, it just all came to me. I was in a place in my life where I just broke up with my ex-boyfriend or whatever, and it was real rocky and crazy, but I didn't want to make it a song like, you know, every breakup song and be a typical R&B hip-hop joint. I wanted it to be something universal that just talked about, you know, the struggle in life, period, and what people go through as far as, you know, who to trust and who's down and who's not. And, you know, I made it a relationship song, but also a song that, you know, could be played while you cruising on the highway or on the freeway going to L.A. or wherever your road trip is. So this is definitely road music. So I hope you guys enjoy my track Lessons. It's real near and dear to my heart.
Never end
Did you learn something? Lesson. Oh man, I love it. Like I said, I always love I love new music. So definitely a banger. And then also, like I said, we're gonna keep it moving, we're gonna keep it pushing. Let us know about this mixed up real quick and go ahead and bring that in too.
Mixed up is basically around the same time that I wrote Lessons. I recorded it shortly after. It's just basically talking about a man being confused and not knowing what he wants, saying that he wants this, but then he's hitting you up like, I want that. So, you know, that one is, mixed up is more so for the ladies.
Okay, let's see. Here it is, Rye B, Mixed Up. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesday, Summer Nights, Dagger, Queen B. Thank you so much, because, again, like, got some bangers over here for West Coast Wednesday. Queen,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm here.
You hearing this over here? Like, see, I love the people that come through and fuck with us. You know what I mean? This shit is some real shit over here.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So, Raya, again, I'm not. You don't have to go anywhere. I mean, you already came in late. There's only about 15 minutes left. I want to play a couple more tracks and everything. But, I mean, you're more than welcome to hang out for the rest of the show if you know you don't have any motherly duties to do.
Oh, no, he sleep. That's why I called.
Right, you go hang out with us for a couple more seconds real quick. Okay, for sure. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger Queen. Dagger's doing beauty of the week, Ryan B. Be right back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice.
We getting it in. Young Hell. Swerve off me. It's just her, her friend, and me. It's just her, her friend, and me.
Joint roll, time to deal. Got fresh, hopped in the wheel. Yo girl, she call my phone and her best friend. They trying to kick.
I thought I could look that rough tonight. I can't do it. We're gonna do this. Let's get it.
Don't you tell nobody that we have kids.
I'm in my zone, figure it, fuck it, and fuck it, and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weak in your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back, whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep stroke, short stroke, do you want more? Do you like it fast, or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet. When it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats. So sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. So I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and two off the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she want the flares. Hands on the head, cause my shit the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the red. All up in the stomach on my way to her. Cheers.
What you do and it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
Very first time that I heard your voice, lip gloss looking moist, have a fantasy that you would see demanding me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. And again, how could I not be? I got plans to put wet bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky, and I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a slipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs, prison of love, in a position with ambition to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather, struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy, so don't be acting like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I get UFO high. So tell me what it is. Can a nigga give you the biz? And one day be happily married with kids? One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say. This ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex. The money ain't the issue. It ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up. So be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you do and it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
Clyde Donovan, 2.3 inches. You see what this is? That's 0.2 inches more than what the skew said. All right. Nice one, Clyde. All right, next. Whip it out, Butters.
Oh, it's a little chilly in here.
All right, Butters, let's see what you got going on down there.
Hey, wait, the cold is making extinction. Where are you going, little feller?
Butters, I don't have time for this. I can't wait if your wiener is pulling a scared turtle.
Hang on, he's coming back out. There he is. Who's a little guy?
All right, Butters, looks like we have 2.4 inches. Really nice, Butters.
I look like a horse.
All right, that's everybody. Let's go post these numbers. What?
Didn't you forget something?
What, Cal?
You measured everyone's wiener except for yours.
I measured mine this morning, see? It's right here at the top.
13.7 inches?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Your wiener is not 13 inches long.
You made everyone else get measured with witnesses. You have to, too. Well, what are you guys going to do? You can tape measure and measure my penis yourselves? Are you homos? You just did that to everybody in class. Okay, fine, whatever. Go ahead.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Trial Mackie. You're tuned in to the West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V.
Yeah, West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen was here. I don't know where she went. I'm going to assume her phone died. And then my Beauty of the Week just ran out on me as well, but it's okay. But I'm just going to close off the show myself then. That's fine. Let me just do my... Hold on, let me get myself ready. Gotta been drinking.
That's
So, oh, man, I just got thrown off real quick. Hold on, let me browse myself. Huh? Y'all fucking with me. I'm trying to focus. Okay, y'all, just make sure y'all tune into the rest of the shows, all right? West Coast Wednesday something nice every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. All right, fuck you Fridays every Friday from 8 to 10. All talk. No music. All right, so if you got something to say, got something to get off your chest, got somebody you want to put on blast, make sure you holler at us, let us know what's up. Slap Sundays every Sunday from 8 to 10. Again, all shows are from 8 to 10 now, except for West Coast Wednesday, something nice, which is still from 9 to 11. So, all right, so. Playing the top independent music, top independent artist music, all right? Bang Out Radio. Balloon Show, All Music Monday, All Music, No Talk. And then Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks every Tuesday. Well, you know how them niggas get down. Them niggas don't give a fuck about shit. And then we're right back here on West Coast Wednesday some nights. So I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I hope y'all kick back, relax. Smoking, drinking, whatever it is that you do. I hope you get it in for the night because we only got 2 more days left to the weekend. All right, so that's how I know. And I guess I'll see y'all next week. And I'll see y'all. I'm out. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, West Coast Wednesday, Hump Nights. Shout out to Queen. And these are coming in for the night. Like I said, we got it handled. We got it going on. Where y'all ladies went, but I hope y'all enjoying the night. And, yeah, I guess that's about it. I'll tell it. I'm out. Turn to the hold on. I'm on, let's see. Hey, what I need to do a mom ass exit and shit. I'm back. No bomb as if they try to just do your little outro and shit, and then shit would have fucked up to finish this. Do this. Is it gonna work?
Damn, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. Yeah, that's what I need.
When I'm on, all the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night castles and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She's shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please.
She got to know.
If you a witty girl, then you can be on your way.
I'm only here for
one night like Lionel Richie. But your pussy be calling me like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We grown folks. It's a drink, cush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio. No Romeo, fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter, not get on stilettos. Rockin' dresses better than them top models. Deep throat and swallows, bitches a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and Rod Theory the answer. Kush and Molly stripper, quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swear don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
I'm a
wicked
girl, cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please.
You gotta know, but
you gotta know if you a witty girl, then you can be on your way.
Talking, no more playing. Show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so tight, like I want them pussy walks. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls, sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always has a 4DB. Takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on the boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy witty. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, witty girls be fucking girls.
Witty girls be fucking witty.
They pussy shaved up very trim. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like to drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
Witty girl, cause that's what I need.
What I need. What I need.
I need a witty girl.
Come on,
let's play.